Well, Jules, tell me about the other romantic drama out, Like Crazy.
Like Crazy. I'm wondering if all these films are kind of leftover Valentine's Day releases and there are more to come. This is about an intercontinental love affair. English girl meets American boy. She's on a student visa to America. They fall in love. She impulsively overstays her visa and then they spend years trying to be together, trying to keep their relationship alive through long-distance phone calls. He comes to Britain, misses his American life, the work that gives it meaning. She tries then to go back to him. There are complications because of that overstayed visa years ago. There is a bit of a serious conundrum behind this film. How do you make it work as a couple when you're from different countries? I know some couples like this. I guess you must too. Someone has to make a big sacrifice. And there's some anxiety and tough times mixed in with love and optimism. Director Drake Doremus based his screenplay in part on the difficulties he and his former Austrian wife encountered in their marriage. This is a low-budget film. It looks quite good on the screen. And I think the cast, particularly Felicity Jones and Anton Yelchin, improvised quite a lot, which may explain some of its intensity. But I did believe the bond between the pair of them. I warn you, though, that has a terribly intrusive musical score. I give the film this. It does transcend the stereotypes of rom-com.
Is it as good as the Before Sunset and Before Sunrise films with Julie Delpy?
Not quite. But then those were people who were happy to let it go after a 24-hour romance. And that's a very different story. Like Crazy is rated PG.